We're back.
All right, we're back.
I just picture people are just have been sitting at their desks waiting for the last month.
Yeah. Well, this can be the special colonoscopy episode where
that's
true. You kind of go into your bowel health,
right?
Because it's a big deal. You know, every man hits a certain age.
For the Patreon, we'll definitely post pictures of my colon.
Pictures. Oh, yeah. Because you said there's chia seeds in there. So I think people are going to want to see.
There were chia seeds. Yeah. I was like, what the hell are these black dots? And my girlfriend's like, those are the chia seeds you eat. And I was like, chia. You know, the chia pet.
Yeah. This is premium Patreon
right
content
where and it people was weird. Can see it really repaired our sex life. It weirdly right. turned her on, and she was like, you know, I wanna. And there was no the sex wasn't with traditional genitals. It was more analyzing the colonoscopy report, etc.
Yep. Reading all the details, Googling phrases and words you guys weren't familiar with. But yeah, sex does not have to include genitals, folks. This is 2024. We can have sex by right. reading, you know, the results of a colonoscopy of a middle aged man.
Seeing the results of the election. You know what I mean? When Trump is president.
Yep. You could blow up the pictures, you know. Get them higher, ultra high res, and you make wallpaper out of it.
Make blankets out of them. Make your duvet yeah. cover.
Yeah, duvet.
Of your colonoscopy of the chia seeds. And people say, oh, what? This is the bedroom.
Beautiful pattern.
I had that made. That's my colon. Those are chia seeds.
What is that pattern? It's beautiful. What is that red? It's red with little flecks.
What is that? Yeah, what is that weird red and tan thing that's moving? You know, what are those things? Oh, those are polyps.
Yeah, those are my polyps. I've been gathering my polyps.
The doctor put polyps in instead of taking them out.
I have an elective polyp right. adding surgery where they.
That's the only way that we can, you know, truly make the orgasm is if she has to go through 10 years of school and become a surgeon and do a colonoscopy and remove the chia seeds from my colon.
She's got the little weird snake camera in right. there with tweezers or something. There's got to be like a weird device, right? Because they do surgery.
Why is this patient in here again?
they cut the polyp out, right?
They cut the polyp. So they must have a knife. Like I was like getting stressed. I was like, okay, they're going to put this thing into my... you're going to put this into me and then just look around. But then there's an option of knife. Like, what if he misses the button or, you know, and he gives me a cut and I don't want it to happen.
No, you don't want a hole down there.
Yeah.
Unless maybe you do. Maybe it feels good.
Right.
Yeah. A little maybe. Leakage.
Yeah. Were you hurt? Did you feel pain afterwards with yours or no?
No, I have like kind of a murky memory of like, half waking up as they inserted it into right. me, which I didn't want to tell you about before because you were so nervous about it. But right. I kind of felt like, I don't know if this is like a false memory, but I sort of remember kind of waking up and they were like, shh, no, it's okay. And I was just back out again.
Right.
So I think if you were awake, it doesn't feel good, but as long as you're knocked out deep enough.
Right.
Because they're cramming a thing in there, you know?
Yeah, no, I was worried about it. And they were very nice to me. They're like, no, we're not going to do anything.
No, you know, sweetie.
They're going to be totally fine. But I did, yeah, you just wake up and you see there's like a full meat carving station in there.
So just,
like, you've been out for hours. They
just put red flecked walls.
They asked me, clumps of meat. How long do you want to be out for? I was like, what do you mean? They're like, what's your ideal length? And I was like, four or 5 hours?
Yeah, would you want to time travel a little bit? You come back 2 days later. Yeah. Why not? See what the future's like. Go on a little diet.
Yeah. Well, here's a little hack for you. What you do is you go and when they say what you weigh, you lie and you say you weigh 20 or 30 pounds heavier than your normal weight. And so they give you extra some of that stuff. You know, and then you're
like,
out
oh,
and
yeah,
you
we
just
gotta
won't wake up. The guy next to me was moaning like when he woke up, he was like, oh, and then the woman was just like, and I was like, and then the woman just kept talking to me, the nurse. She was just like, and then, you know, once the, after it's done, you know, we'll roll you back in here and we'll talk to you, uh-huh, and we'll let you go. And I was just like,
Is this man in distress?
Yeah, he's in distress. And then, you know, I could see the, like, cause you're just next to people. It's like, you're just divided by a curtain.
Uh-huh.
And I could see,
I feel like I had my own little room when I was, when I did it.
They just,
like,
wheeled me into the main room where they do it. And the room is even, it's like small as hell.
Just in the lobby where people are waiting to check in.
Right.
They just roll you out there.
Yeah, they wheel you past. Yeah, it's through. You have to go through the main lobby.
Like, we're going to stick a
camera
up this guy's ass.
Yeah, they start it before and they finish it in a different room.
Yeah, why not? They might as well have fun. They're doing this day in, day out. You know how boring it is to do another colonoscopy? Might as well make it interesting.
Oh, no, it was. I watched it. It was like a factory. It was like, I was in there. There were three other guys next to me. And then as right before I was going, the other guy, like, his ride wasn't there. So he was up at the desk talking to the people. And it was just making me so nervous. And that was the guy who was moaning like crazy. Like, he was like, I don't know. He was no stranger to the colonoscopy. Oh, it was a moan of pleasure. Oh,
yeah, I was going to say.
He made eye contact with the nurse.
He was enjoying himself. Like, this was
right.
This is like vacation for him.
He rips off his shirt and it's just it's a tattoo of a colonoscopy being in progress. An X-ray of a colonoscopy. Like, a really,
you open up his wallet,
tattoo. It's just
photos he saves of his past colonoscopies that he shares when he goes on. He travels for work at the bar.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. Pardon. That's what are those pictures of, sir? Well, now that you
just admiring a past colonoscopy. I'm overdue. I gotta go back. I gotta get another one. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to deal.
No, I understand. I don't go back for a while, but now I don't care. I'm like, it's not a big deal.
Now you like it. No, you got a taste for it.
Well, I like the medicine they give you.
Yeah,
that medicine. Yeah, you know what? I love it because it's like you're not asleep. You're not. There's nothing. You don't even get to dream. Like, you're turned.
It's black.
You're turned off. And there's something about, like, that I'm craving.
It is like a little death because there's nothing. You're in
nothing.
The void,
and you just wake up from nothing. You know, like when you wake up out of a dream, you're like, and this is what I'm saying. You know,
yeah.
It's not like that. It's just like, like the bleak blackness of zero time and no space. Yeah.
When you wake up, there's a trail of consciousness. There's like a different layer that you're kind of being dragged out of. Right. But when coming out of this, it's like just the void is opening up and you're like, you know, shot back out of the hole.
You're being given birth, like,
yeah,
by the medicine. And I just look at the guy, and they're always the same, these anesthesiologists. They're all, you know, ripped and like bald and happy. They're all men, I'm assuming. And this guy, he was so happy. He was just like, he's like, you know, just having a good time. He's like, I've done this so many times. And then, but the thing about being an anesthesiologist is that they make so much money. That's why they're so happy.
Isn't it?
That's all they do, is they give you an injection and they get all that cash.
And you can, like, it's pretty easy to kill someone too if you do it wrong. Sure. So
that guy's just waiting
for
the day. Because that's traditionally how they retire. They kill someone.
Right. They do it on their last day. They get.
He's an old man. They wait. You know, they try to wait.
Treat. Yeah.
But, you know, but in their little society, it's more points if you kill a younger person.
Right. Yeah. How many young guys did you kill? It's like by the amount of inverse of years.
Right. At the Elks Lodge, you get a higher up. Whatever.
Yeah. Attainment. Actually, we were talking about Elks Lodge, and a listener emailed us and was like, oh, my uncle or whatever is in the Elks Lodge. You can get a referral.
Oh, yeah.
But I never did. And then, like, it was like right before the pandemic hit. And so I just never followed up. But then I looked up the Elks Lodge here, you know, again, and I just emailed them and I was like, hey, can I, you know, like, I just sent the like generic form. And they email me back, and I think you don't actually even need a referral. You can just say, hey, I want to join.
Well, I'm sure at this point, it's like...
They're desperate.
They're desperate for people. Like, look, I'm not going to lie. I have been in prison. No, that's okay. We don't care about people's past, and I'm in the lamb.
Yeah. Well, and one of the rules is like you have to believe in God. And so yeah. I want to see how much I can test that.
Right. You could be like the Green River Strangler in there.
Yeah. As long as you believe in God, it's fine. We don't care how many bodies.
I get it. I think it's like more because I think that's the whole concept of it. It's like they try to bring a spiritual connectedness to the order of it, but it doesn't have to be Jesus. I think you could believe in whatever God you want.
Yeah. For me, the whole purpose is that there's a pool that you have access to. Yeah.
And there's those cheap drinks on Fridays. And the cheap little socials, and you get to hang out. And, you know.
They do. The one here is like the oldest Elks Lodge in the country, I think. And it's a beautiful old bar from, you know, late 1800s. Like, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to go.
Yeah, I like those kind of places. We could start our own Elks Lodge, the Heavy Breather Elks Lodge.
That is
just
true.
Come in and it's just a huge rumpus room, just extremely wet, damp,
wet,
mushroomy,
this soggy shag carpet that squelches under your shoes.
You have to harvest the mushrooms from behind the couch and take those home and eat them.
You're playing the pinball machine and getting shocked because of all the moisture. It's Sega, but it's still fun.
You got the Sega 64
Sega Genesis.
The Sega Genesis. And you're playing the game and you're getting shocked. Is it? You have to keep your feet above the water. You know.
Yeah. If you forget, you're spacing out because Sonic is going so fast, and then your foot dips back into the water. You get a little jolt. And, you know. Reminds you the rules that you've.
The darkest part of the rumpus room. I know exactly what the rumpus room looks like too. And it's like you walk in and there's the couch, but then beyond the couch, you can't tell if it's a wall and it's black or if it's darkness and you don't know and you can't really tell. And when you get closer, you see that it is another smaller room, but it's down. It's like slanted downward.
It's sort of, it's like a 70s conversation pit, but instead of being like 2 feet down, it's like 7 or 8 feet. Yeah. You got to kind of clamber down there. Yeah. It's very dark.
It's very dark. There's just a couple of chairs in there and an ashtray. That's it.
Yeah, I need that. I would take up smoking again if I had a setup like that.
I know, right?
Why not? I did have like a weird sense memory today of like a bad cigarette taste. I don't know where it came from, but it was just like I was just thinking about like smoking like the nasty end of a cigarette and like the bad, just that gross feeling.
See, I have the opposite, and then like once every 4 or 5 months, I'll smoke a cigarette and then turn.
It's been a long time.
Green. And, and like the other time I did, I had the kids and my friend stopped by for like an hour. And as he was leaving, I was like, hey, can I put my ciggy? And I was like, I'm going to smoke it before the kids go to bed, you know? And then put the kids to bed. And I smoked the cigarette and I was in hell. And I was like, and my son came in, he's like, oh my God, Dad, you're green. Why are you green? And I was like, smoked a cigarette. I feel so bad.
Daddy smoked.
And I was like, sorry, you're going to have to get yourselves to bed. And then I went and I had to throw up. I threw up like 3 times.
Oh, really? God.
Ugh, it was so awful.
I don't remember the last cigarette I smoked, honestly, but it's been, I don't know, 10 years, 8 years, something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good that you don't, you know. Did you watch the Super Bowl? I know you're a huge Super Bowl fan.
We did actually watch it, and I was just like, I don't understand football at all. Like, the appeal of it, like, why is this something that was captured?
Boys. They're so mad at each other, those boys out there, is screaming and yelling and mad and running and giving each other, like, really an extreme form of brain damage, CTE.
They're just, it's just big, beefy boys, and then they're all wearing, you can't even
screaming,
see
why,
them.
Why? That's, like, part of the game. They have to scream why at least once. That would be a better game if they
I would like that, actually. If there was like more existential dread, right. You know, kind of baked into it, that would be more
All right, now you get, yeah, just like you got to run and then you stop and everyone stops too and you got to say, help me for 10 seconds.
Yeah, you have to running. Like outstretch your arms while like your teammates are like barely out of reach trying right. to touch you, but they can't reach you.
They can't. They're and, just like, yeah, moving their arms. And you're like doing like, you're doing like a Jesus Christ on the cross type of a pose.
Yeah.
Help me.
Help. But yeah, it's just it was boring. It's slow. It's, really it's just like big fat people guys running around
for,
and
people go crazy for
I don't know.
And people get weird about the halftime show, but nothing beats last year's when they had the Beyonce was on stage and she had the it was like a full working slaughterhouse and she was you know, they had like the working and they were like slaughtering cattle and cows and they had that machine that
bolts. The air bolts that injects the it goes into the brain of the cow and it kills him instantly.
I think for the best one, it, like a cool halftime show, if somebody gave birth or something like,
yeah,
I don't know,
I would like
different.
That. Let's change it up. It's like, Usher roller skated, but yeah. I want to see a live birth, a C-section,
or like a medical procedure. You know, like a lung transplant,
heart surgery.
We could just pipe in old videos from the Surgery Channel.
Vintage. I want to watch like Justin Timberlake get heart surgery.
Yeah,
you know, like if I had aorta cleared out.
Yeah, I mean, if I had $1 billion. I would for $7 million, and it would be like a commercial, and it'd be like paid by Heavy Breather, and it's just a minute and a half of vintage heart surgery footage.
Just like video quality, 240p, grainy, weird, smeary
for like a
quality.
Minute.
Just anonymous fingers and scalpels
moving,
slicing,
just pulsating. It's tissue.
Meat. Yeah, a little tube sucking the blood.
Some mumbling, you know, hear some noises, a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's what's like the you know, what's the organization that you know, they find Janet Jackson, the FCC, is out the they like regulate decency, FCC. But it's just surgery. It's not indecent. You can't
even if it's groin surgery, it's not sexual. Although there's going to be some perverts there that are going to... Did you see that thing that I posted about... It was just like... It was the funniest thing. It was just this thing. It was on CNN and it said, you know, like a certain fish was found to be pregnant at the aquarium, but the results will astound you. And then I was just kept writing. I was like, it was consensual. I love the concept of like being like with a straight face, being like, it's a part of our offspring. You know? I made love to.
Yeah.
It was just a picture of some fish, but I don't know. I'm sorry. I laughed by myself thinking about it for a couple of hours last night.
You got to make your own fun.
Witty. Yeah. Yeah, like they come out. They're like, and now, and they just put a bunch of human organs on ice on the stage.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, I just want to.
Beyonce could dance.
Yeah, maybe you know you get someone that's never doesn't know anything about surgery, and you
right.
get them to do it.
Right, Beyonce
on stage. Beyonce is doing surgery.
Yeah, and a doctor
for the first time.
A doctor just is telling her what to do.
What to
do? And he says, Beyonce, you know, now move the scalpel to the left and cut that vein. She's like, this
cut the
vein?
Blue vein, the green one or the blue one? Yeah. And she's, you know, whatever. She gets it wrong. But the crowd cheers.
The crowd
cheers. They love it.
They love it. Yeah. It's like, it sounds like Death Race 2000 or like a David Cronenberg. Like in Death Race, I don't know if I made this up, but I'm pretty sure. Like as they're going through the death race, there's a scene where they go to the hospital and it's euthanasia day and they put all the old people out. And so they're coming, the cars are coming to, and they're making a little, like coming by the hospital to kill the old people and get the points. But instead they forego the old people and they hop up onto the sidewalk and they kill the doctors and nurses. And then like extra points, and I always thought that was a nice little Yeah, it's been a while. Dystopian, futuristic treat.
Been a while since I watched that, but
yeah, it's been. I watched it probably very stoned when I was like 18 and thought it was the best thing anyone's ever made.
It stuck with you.
Yeah, I could relate to it. But anyway.
Anyway, well, we're back. It's
are we though?
It's heavy breather boys. We're back
help
at it.
Help me! Just like he's gone. He forgot to do. Now he's got to do two. Help me! You know, like what is going on? Why do they have that? And it's like it's tradition. People say it's tradition. You know.
Yeah, for your first one.
Yeah.
You got to experience that.
I would watch it then. So it's like a 12-hour game. Everyone's exhausted. Yeah, they get that CTE real bad. You know, they're doing all kinds of stuff. I don't know.
Yep.
Causing trouble in the grocery store for the most part.
Exactly.
That's basically what's going on. You know, getting irritated at the in line at the Wendy's.
I'm ready.
Should we be done?
I guess so. Yeah, I feel like we covered all the topics. That, you know, the colonoscopy, the Super Bowl. Those are kind of the big ones that I wanted to cover.
Yeah.
You know.
So we were gonna do the Israel Palestine, but we ran, right, but we ran out of
time. Damn it, we ran out of time. We had a whole thing we wrote out. You know, we're gonna lay it all out bare for you guys, so you can finally wrap your head around the ins and the outs.
I know you haven't made a decision yet, so I thought we could maybe sway you.
Here's what Biden is thinking. This is why his plan is genius.
Yeah, the thing is, everyone thinks, that's the thing. It's like, oh yeah, Biden is like, what's he doing? And it's like, oh no, he knows what he's doing. That's all. He doesn't. He doesn't. I. My theory is that Biden, I don't even like what's your conspiracy theory that could be? Mine is that Biden doesn't care if he's going to be reelected. It has nothing to do with that,
because he's like, oh, I'm on my last leg.
He already got the money. He secured Gaza. He has secured, now he started this war in Yemen. He secured the Middle East, the complete destruction.
Yeah. Anyway. He's like, he's Dr. Strangelove, riding the rocket, the bomb.
Right.
He doesn't care.
Does he care?
He's loving it.
First is for you, Hunter. This is for my boy. Hunter did nothing wrong with my boy. He's going to go to his crack bunker. I'm not making fun of people who do crack, but it is hilarious that he's like just an insane crack person. It's just like, I don't know. There's just something about, it's so tragic and weird, I guess. Yeah. It's just so American. Well,
Enjoy yourself. You're born into a life of privilege. So
right. I just say, you know what I say to it all? God bless America.
God bless us all.
God bless him.
And with that, we'll see you next time. We'll try and do this again before a month passes. And
we will.
Love you. See you again soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Rabbit food out of Parker. Carrots catch the light right up the block from the farmer. He got that lettuce, that cabbage, that broccoli. Trying to catch a fire, locks like Marley. Wow. That Chevy frame rattling like a Caribbean rooftop in the rain, and the window panes wiggle following suit. In the black suit, sell bean pies in the cream suit. Shout soapbox in the lime green suit. Send angels to the streets with Botox. Shh, don't talk, cause this roller's on the corner. Whoop. Football on the blacktop, Lil C rush the quarter. 5 alligator, 6 alligator, 7 alligator car. Game on, till the streetlights came on. Crowd out by the Save-On. Paper bags round tall cans, talking that old mannishness like,
man, when I was 22, I woulda, coulda, used to be the shit.
By the high-waisted bikini model standee, 211 and penny candy. Storm coming, everybody inside, it's a war coming. Stack your bread, get high, gotta pour some. Out for the homies, turn that beat up. Get loaded, it's a murder on the outside, everybody inside. Murder on the outside, everybody inside. Murder on the outside, everybody inside. Inside out now, lock and load, that's right. Donald Duck, Sonny D, Tampico, Capri Sun. Orange couch, plastic wrap, what's happening, rerun. Oak frame, hologram, Jesus portrait. Brown shag carpet, broken screen door to the back porch. Pipes in the toilet gurgle every 6 minutes like clockwork. Grandfather's clock not working, great grandmama's crock pot chock full of stew meat. Who me? Said a speech bubble on a dog on a Sunday morning. Comic clipped and stuck up to the fridge with big chip bag magnet. Big chip stacked in an armoire. Behind glass where the dominoes and the bicycle cards are. And the thick yellow and crystal tumblers. One sits on the table with a single ice cube melted into a thimble full of Jack Daniels. The telephone receiver hangs, swinging by the cord. And the front door is swinging, wide open accordingly. And that big block engine turning over into Caprice. That's peeling out of the driveway, letting the tires scream. Storm coming. Everybody inside. It's a war coming. Stack your bread, get high, gotta pour some. Out for the homies. Turn that beat up. Get loaded. It's a murder on the outside. Everybody inside. Murder on the outside. Everybody inside. Murder on the outside. Everybody inside. Inside out now. Locking down. That's right. Orange cones and yellow tape. Palm trees swaying. Passersby all look the other way. Nobody speak to police this or any other day. They comb the streets, knock door to door, asking for mother's sake. Trying to catch another break. Body on the pavement, about 10 steps from the front porch. Photographer snapping pics to go with the coroner's report. Of the 7 exit wounds, 3 in the skull, 4 in the torso. Blood spread, dried red, black, red, snap back, even more so. Lays 3 paces to the south, the direction of the wind. New deputy pissed, he picking up shell casings again. Finds one in the brown and grass by the sagging 4-foot high chain link fence. Drops it in a bag marked evidence. Here come that Caprice again. Rolling too slow up the street, men sit 4 deep in. They seats and slow up by the scene, bandanas hide their faces. But all their heads are shaking. They nod in unison and hit the corner without breaking. Storm coming! Everybody inside. It's a war coming! Stack your bread, get high, gotta pour some! Out for the homies. Turn that beat up. Get loaded. It's murder on the outside, everybody inside. Murder on the outside, everybody inside.
Thank you.